Welcome everybody here this evening, August 30th, Tuesday night, second to last night of the month, and our training tonight is about helping new people enroll, so it's going to be very relevant for those of you who are closing in on the recruiter's pool, for those of you who are working with somebody on the consultant creator pool, if you're trying to advance in rank to build out deeper in your Unilevel program, whatever it may be, whether it's tonight or tomorrow or whether it's any time in the upcoming weeks or months, being able to talk with people and help them to make a decision to join the program is one of the key skills you're going to need as a successful distributor. But before we get into that, just wanted to give everybody a quick overview of my visit to the corporate office. I was there last week, had a great, great time, met Dave, Amy, and the corporate team. I've known Dave for a dozen years or so, but it's been a little while since we'd met face-to-face, and it was a lot of fun. There's 90,000 square feet of manufacturing and warehouse and office space, so it's a big facility. I like to say we're the biggest little company that nobody's ever heard of, and they're going to hear about us here coming into the fall. We're going to make some noise. We got a lot of good things going on. We had a great opportunity to do a lot of planning for the fall and going forward, so we got some great surprises and ideas in store. Our new websites are just about complete. We got a new webinar that's just about complete. We got a lot of new tools that I'm confident will make the fall selling season much more productive. And the highlight of the fall selling season is our Builders Retreat. So if you've enrolled a handful of people, if your business is growing in any way, definitely check the back office. Make sure you know the qualifications for being at the Builders Retreat. It's going to be a special, special event. Dave's got a lot of nice stuff up there. He was filling me in a little bit more about the energy and the organic farms that he's putting up there on the retreat. And so you're going to get an insider's view of Dave's brain and what's going on in the business in the future. So you're going to want to be there. So make sure that you understand what those qualifications are. The easiest way to get to the Builders Retreat is to talk to lots of folks, hand out lots of gift cards, and enroll lots of people. So I want to recognize and give away 20 free gift cards as we do every week, $1,000 worth of retail value, $200 worth of wholesale value. And this week's winner is from Rockaway Park, New York, Peter Pellegrini. One of his gift cards was redeemed and randomly chosen. If you're interested in earning $1,000 worth of retail value for marketing tools, all you got to do to win it is get your cards, hand out your cards, make sure your prospects redeem your cards. And that's the way some of the fastest-growing distributors in this business are building their business. So success leaves clues, and that's a clue for you. So let's jump into the training tonight. One of my favorite trainings. I really enjoy this training. I've done a lot of sales training with a variety of different types of sales teams. Probably the most exciting training program I ever did was for the top-level salespeople at the Microsoft Corporation. They brought in my partner and myself to do some sales training specifically because we knew nothing about computers, and that was important. We knew nothing about software, and most of the training that they do, even at the high levels of Microsoft, are product training, technical training, and the reality is that there are some common themes, no matter what type of salesperson you are, that help you to be more effective. And so in our business, we have what we call our pipeline process. So that's one of the things that's super important if you want to be an effective business builder, is to have a process. And we spell it out in our Getting Started training, in our Getting Started audio, in our Getting Started guide. Pipeline, PIPE, is an acronym. The P stands for prospects. The I stands for invitation. The P stands for presentation, and the E stands for enroll. And the invitation and presentation, much of it can be done by tools. It can be done by our PeriumForFree.com website. We have this new webinar we're creating. We have new PHP order websites, marketing websites that we're going to be updating and improving. So a lot of the information that we're going to be communicating will be done by the tools, but ultimately, at the very end, most prospects have some questions. They have some things they want to make sure of before they make the decision to join, and that's the enroll process. So no matter how compelling the information is, they want to make sure that you're engaged in the process, that you're there for them, and that you're going to help them every step of the way. And they may have some hard questions, and we're going to get into that in just a second. But let's talk about questions for a moment, because one of the things that the Microsoft team learned collectively was that the top salespeople were not necessarily the best presenters. They were the best at asking questions, and they were the best at handling objections. So almost anybody can be taught to do a good presentation of information. It's really the interaction between people where good salespeople thrive. And I'm using the term salespeople, and I hope it doesn't offend anybody. You know, we're going to talk about persuading folks, and I hope that doesn't offend anybody either, because when you ask somebody to enroll, you are asking them to make a decision, and it does take persuasion and sales to do that. And if you're not comfortable with that, then find somebody who is in your upline and have them be your enroller. Have them be on a three-way phone call with you. Have them be at the physical presentation to help your prospects make the decision. That's okay. But for those of you on the line that are interested in learning how to be more effective in communicating, the beginning part of our pipeline process, as you're talking with folks, you ask open-ended questions. Open-ended questions are who, what, when, where, why. You know, have you ever been in network marketing before? Why would you like to earn additional income? How are things going with your current job? And depending how well or not so well you know the person, depends about, you know, what kind of questions you'd ask and how intimate those questions would be. But bottom line is you're trying to find out what they're interested in. You're going to try to provide a solution for them, and that solution is going to be in the form of an invitation through the gift card marketing system, either for a product that can help their life with weight loss or with cleansing or with anti-aging or whatever it may be, or it could be for the business, you know, a solution for helping them earn additional income. So it starts out with an invitation and open-ended questions. It goes to a presentation, which is mostly statements. Hopefully most of those statements are going to be made by your tools, website, webinar, Thursday night call, but oftentimes people feel the need to tell or fill in more, especially if they have a compelling testimonial that's personal about here's what happened to me, this is what I want you to know. But then we get to the end part, the E, the enroll part. And at that point, your prospect hopefully is hanging on the edge of their seat. They're really interested. They've tried the product. They've experienced the benefits. They're pretty excited about it. It really seems interesting. They don't understand all the details. They got a few questions. But bottom line is they're leaning towards saying yes, but they're going to put you through a little test. And so during that process, if you're asking the questions, especially closed-ended questions, you can really help to uncover what their concerns are more efficiently and help them to make a choice, help them to take a position. So closed-ended questions are things that oftentimes start with a verb. They're, you know, they begin with are or will or is or have or do or does or did. So things like, you know, do you think that you could enroll 3 people with 40 gift cards? You know, are you interested more in weight loss or in anti-aging? You know, does that make sense? Anything that helps to narrow things down, confirm and validate the facts that have been presented, and direct them toward getting started. I mean, you think, you know, what would hold you back from getting started today? Anytime that you could ask questions that are either or yes, no, really start to get them toward making a decision. So I'm not going to get super technical about, you know, exactly what to say, what not to say, but rather what I want to do is share a handful of objections that oftentimes either are stated or not stated. And they're not about the product. You know, they're not about the ingredients. They're not about the management team or the founder. They're not about the compensation plan. All those things can be researched and found, hopefully presented through our website or other things, or quickly, you know, gathered, you know, through a call to customer service. So any questions like that, you know, obviously the more that you know about the products, the more that you know about the compensation plan, the more you know about the history of the company, the better you're going to be, so that you're not researching every little fact. But bottom line is there are a handful of questions that aren't on any websites that are really much more personal and that are questions about the business model and questions about their ability, the prospect's ability, to execute the business model. And the first question that you may often hear is this one of those MLM deals? Is this network marketing? Is this multi-level marketing? Is this a pyramid? Is this like Amway? Is this a get-rich-quick scheme? Why aren't the products on the shelves? Aren't these types of businesses illegal? Those are the sorts of things that you may hear, and a lot of times these questions are they're a smokescreen. So, you know, they're a response that is to an underlying issue, which is I'm concerned about failing. You know, I fear that I'm not going to be successful in this business, and so they have a way of, you know, throwing something up that you may not be able to handle. And so the bigger your belief and the more ready you are for these types of questions, the easier you're going to handle them and the more confidently you're going to handle it. Now, one of the things that's really important to understand is the person who's asking the question is in control. So if you have a good relationship with the person asking the question, they say, is this MLM or is this network marketing or is this one of those pyramid deals, then you can simply ask them a question back. Have you had any personal experience with network marketing? Or what was your personal experience with network marketing? And a lot of times they'll say, my friend, my cousin, I heard that. And suddenly you've diffused a lot of the energy because it's second or third hand information. Or they may have had a personal experience with network marketing, and it may not have been a good one. And you need to ask about that. Well, you know, I was in one of those network marketing programs that didn't work. Well, what didn't you like about the program? Well, the product didn't work. Well, that's good because you're not going to have that problem with Purium because our products really do work. Dave manufactures and produces products for hundreds of companies. People come to him to manufacture products for them. So once you uncover what the concern is, you can be more specific. But there are a few other things that you can say about network marketing that I think in general are very positive. One is, I don't make any money if you don't make any money. So, you know, if somebody's trying to make this sound like, you know, this is a scam, bottom line is, you know, you're in it to help them. That's the only way you get paid. And we're not saying this is a get-rich-quick program. This is a get-into-profit-quick, get-rich-slow program. And let me show you how to get into profit. So those are some of the best ways to handle concerns. I mean, we can get into more of the big picture of network marketing. It's a legitimate business model. It's $120 billion worldwide. It's grown for 25 years straight, on and on and on. You know, direct sales industry does as well or better in bad economic times. All of that is not personal. I mean, it's certainly good to know, and it's certainly, you know, good information if somebody really questions the business model. But more often than not, the question is, I'm not sure if I want to do this. I'm not sure if I can do this, and therefore I'm going to bash the business model. And so if you can make it personal and say, hey, I only get paid if you get paid. I think you can do this. We can do this. And obviously, if you're already having success doing this, then that whole question goes away. And so that's one of the things that's interesting about this business is, you know, the hardest part's the beginning. The hardest part is getting your first 2, 3, 4, 10 people. Once you have a handful of people, once your products are paid for and you're making a little check or making a big check, it becomes easier because the objections start to go away because you can point to your own personal experience or, better yet, the experience of other people you brought in. The second objection after, is this an MLM deal or network marketing, that I hear a lot is, I'm too busy. And that could be expressed as, I don't have any time, I can't risk losing my job, I'm exhausted, I already get to bed at midnight, I barely have time for my kids, my life's crazy right now, I don't have time to breathe. You know, you know what that sounds like, and for most people it's true. You know, here's the thing, is if somebody says, hey, I have no time, then one of the things you want to make them, you know, clear about is that, you know, you're not asking them to quit their job or anything like that, but really what we're looking to do is leverage other people's time. So if you think that people with lots of time will be successful, then let's go find some people with lots of time And if somebody said that to me, immediately I would think about my mom. My mom's a retired teacher. She's a great communicator. She's got a lot of friends all over the country, a lot of influence. You know, she lives several places, so, I mean, she knows lots of people. She's not afraid to talk, and she's got lots of time. So if we're on the same side of the table, working with our prospect, listening, trying to help them solve their problem versus debating them, then we're going to get a good result because we're going to open up the prospect's mind to something that may not have been possible that gets to be hard to argue. So it's pretty hard to argue that I don't know anybody with lots of time. I mean, most people have hundreds of people in their cell phone. They have hundreds of people in their email address. They may have hundreds of people on Facebook. So they've got to know at least a couple of people who have some time. Now, we don't want to tell them, and this is something that's important, you don't want to say, hey, it doesn't take any time to work this business. But if you've done your job right and you've handed out the gift card and let the autoresponder system do some of the presentation and work for you, you can point to that and say, hey, listen, if you're looking for a business that doesn't take a lot of time, you know, this is a business that's very automated. Don't you think that would be an advantage? And that's one of those closing type questions, you know. Don't you think that would be an advantage? Well, I do think it would be. So, you know, we can go on and on, but especially if you've had some success and to be able to say, hey, I felt the same way. And there's a classic sales process that's called feel, felt, found, which is, you know, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, but here's what I found. And if you've had some success and enrolled lots of folks without it taking lots of time, then you can say, I know how I feel. I felt the same way, but here's what I found. And now with this new automated system, boy, it's getting easier to leverage time. The third issue that I hear oftentimes, I don't have any money, especially in today's economic times. I can't afford this. This is a lot of money. I'm broke. I'm behind on credit card bills. Just how much money are we talking about? Let me talk it over with my wife, talk it over with my husband. And those are real issues. Don't debate them. But bottom line is that we're not asking them to quit their job. And that the reality is underlying this is if money's that tight, then they really need this. Now, you don't want to say that to most people, but that's the reality, and there's not a lot of options. That's also the reality. You can't start a McDonald's. You can't start a Starbucks. This is like a mini franchise. This is like a mini McDonald's or a mini Starbucks, and we're talking about extra money here. And that's something that's really, really important to make clear is we're talking about extra money here. And I want to show you a way to get into profit quickly. With our recruiters pool, you enroll three people the same month you join, you're in profit. You can get 10, 20, or 40 gift cards. Don't you think you'd be able to enroll three people with 40 gift cards? Yeah, I think I could enroll three people with 40 gift cards. Perfect. Well, if you can enroll three people with 40 gift cards, your business is in profit. It really didn't cost you any money, and now you have other people working for you. Or going back to the time objection, you know, is there any? If you think that people with lots of money will be successful in this business, who do you know who has lots of money? And if you know some people with lots of money, let's talk to them first. So those are some ways to handle the money objection. Again, if you get into a debate, you're always going to lose. They're going to dig in their heels, and you're going to be right, and they're going to be wrong, or they're going to be right, and you're going to be wrong. But either way, you're not going to make a sale. If you help them to open up their mind, think about things differently, start to own the business before they own the business by talking about people they may know that could be successful, then suddenly it seems pretty easy. The last
and, you know, David, I just wanted to interject. I apologize, David Sandoval here. I just wanted to interject that the number one thing I try to tell people about selling is selling isn't anything more than listening. You know, selling isn't talking. Selling is listening, and all you have to do is find out by listening to people. You ask those open-ended questions, and you ask them what's important to them, and you find out, is it important to you to pay for your daughter's college? Is it important to you to retire by a certain age? Is it important to you to have perfect, vibrant health? Is it important to you to make a difference in people's lives? Find out what's important to them. Because my guess is that you'll then be able to show them that that's exactly what we have. not because we'll lie, because this company is so much. It has so many aspects to it. So again, if you ask somebody what's important to them, and they say, you know, what's important to me is that I have a little extra time. You know, if I have a second job, then I come home from one job and I've got to go and clock into another job. Well, guess what? We're very flexible. With us, you could work after your kids go to sleep. You could work before they wake up. You could work on weekends. So this second job isn't going to tie you down. Find out what's important to them and show them why that is why we're perfect for what they need. But you can't do that unless you listen. And so the last thing I want to say is, two ears and one mouth, two eyes and one mouth. That means if you look and listen four times before you talk once, you're going to have a much better chance at success. And when you find out what people want and give it to them, you're their friend. You're not a salesman.
No question. And Dave, you're one of the best salespeople I know. And again, I see the term salesperson as a positive thing. I don't mean that in any way as a negative. You're a great communicator. You're a great listener. And you know, it's like you're bowling, and if there's a sheet over the pins, you can't see which pins you hit and which pins you didn't hit. But if you ask questions, then suddenly the sheet rises up, and you know which pins you need to throw the ball at. And you know, you're not going to hit them every time, but at least if you, as Dave said, are acting as their friend, then, you know, you're going to do your best to help them to be successful. And people, their health is hurting, their finances are hurting, and we have a lot of great solutions. And that would be one other thing I would say about money is you want to promote the value of our opportunity before you talk about the cost. So I always like to say, you know, you want 10 gift cards, 20 gift cards, or 40 gift cards to enroll three people. I haven't told you how much they're going to cost, but everybody wants 40 instead of 10 or 20. So, you know, you want them to think about, you know, the result before you explain to them what the cost is. So let me jump to the last objection, and then, Dave, if you want to wrap it up. Actually, there's two objections, but one is one of my four, you know, most common ones, and the last one is I'm not a salesperson. I don't like sales. I don't want to sell things to my friends and family. I don't want to harass people. I don't want to pressure people, blah, 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 blah. And clearly, we don't either. So, I mean, that's easy. You know, we have this gift card marketing system that gives people an opportunity to try the product for free. I don't know how much less pressure, less hassle we could put into our business model. But, you know, one of the things I always find funny is if you have a good relationship with a person is to say, hey, you've done a great job of selling me on how bad of a salesperson you are. And, you know, that sometimes will soften things up. But the other thing that will soften things up is if you've done your job as a tour guide, if you've made it super simple, if you've handed out a gift card, if you've given them the opportunity to experience the product, if you followed up, if the automated system is followed up, if you've directed them to this new webinar we're going to create, this new website, if you direct them to the Thursday night call, all you've done is been a tour guide. So you've really not been a salesperson. You know, there's not much they can push back against. And, you know, if they really have that big of a challenge about being a salesperson, then say, hey, not a problem. I'll be available for three-way phone calls. I'll be available for meetings. Let me be your salesperson until you learn the ropes, and then you can decide whether you want to jump in and sell or not. And if not, no problem. So honesty is the best policy. You know, there is some sales in helping people to make the decision to enroll, but that doesn't mean that your prospect is the one who has to do it. So help them to solve that problem. The last issue, which is really number four and a half, is I want to think about it. I need to talk it over with my husband, with my wife. Let me sleep on it. Sounds good. I'll get back to you. Call me next week. I'll call you next week. So here's my perspective on that. My perspective on that is as long as you control the process and it has a finite end, that's fine. You know, the solution to I'll think about it is more people in the funnel, more people in the pipeline. The more folks you're talking to, the less attached you get to the outcome of any single individual. So if somebody says, hey, I need a week to think about it, that's perfect. Now what you want to say is, okay, so should I call you back on Wednesday if I don't hear from you? You know, so that way we've got a finite end to the process. And, you know, is there anything else I can answer for you, you know, while you think about it? Is there something that you're not 100% sure about, you know? anything that helps to uncover, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about the products? On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, what do you think about the upside of this business? And, you know, hopefully they'll answer you honestly if you ask the question honestly, and then you can uncover more of what their real concern is, not to force them to make the decision on the spot, but to make sure they have the right information before they walk away. So don't let them walk away. I don't mind if somebody says, I want to think about it. As long as I know that they're thinking about it with all the right information, that's all you can do. Your job is to share the opportunity, share the products, and let other people make the decision, and you want to help them to solve their problem. Listen, as Dave said, and you know, if you're listening enough, then you're going to know what questions you need to answer and how to answer them. So there's nothing more frustrating for you and or for them. For them to go through the whole process, they probably would have said yes. You didn't follow up, or you did follow up, but they had a nagging question because they just didn't understand how the compensation plan worked. You never asked. They felt too embarrassed to ask, and so suddenly they're just like, I don't know about this thing. And that happens way more often than you'd realize. So, Dave, is there anything that you wanted to leave them with as far as ideas, the folks on the phone, of what to say at the end of a conversation to get somebody to get started?
Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, well, you know, the first thing is that you can't be afraid you have to treat this like a business if you expect to make money. Hobbies don't make money. Hobbies are fun, and I don't mind if you treat this like a hobby and you just like to recommend health products to your friends. That's cool. But if you truly treat it like a business, that means you have to invest in that business, and the investment that we ask you to make to get a business started, the 40 gift cards, is a ridiculously low investment. When you think about, David, you're giving $50 worth of products to 40 different people. That's $2,000 worth of free product you're going to get to give away to try to start your product, your business. That's ridiculous. So the thing is, the gift card program means that you're not a salesperson. You are, you know, literally someone who's giving something away. You're Santa Claus. You're not a salesperson. And I'd rather be Santa Claus than a salesperson if you had to choose. Sure. But the most important thing is, when you're telling people about this, this isn't some idea. This is your new business. Okay? This is your new business. You've invested in your new business. You are looking to expand your new business. You're looking for business partners. And, you know, and the last thing is, if someone says, what do you need to think? When someone says, I have to think about it, I always ask them, okay, well, what is it that you're going to think about so I make sure you have all the information to make the right decision? Well, I have to think about it. Well, what is it you need to think about so I can make sure you have the right, all the information to make the best decision? And if you have somebody who says they're not a salesperson and you are, just say, no problem. You go scout for prospects. You go find the people, bring them to me, together we'll close the deal, like Dave said. So I'm really excited. This is the best time to be a part of Purium Health Products. We are about to open our doors. We've been remodeling. We've been closed for remodeling, excuse our dust type of thing. And we are about to open our doors. We're about to take the big scissors and cut the ribbon, and we're really going to be a brand new business in 3 days. You guys are already here, you already know about it, but the world is about to, and I'm really glad that you're going to be part of it. I checked, we've got a decent group on the line tonight of 20 people. 20 people's not bad. There should be 200 on this call, and I'm challenging everybody who's on the call tonight to make that happen. So, David, I think we're still under our 30 minutes, exactly on the dot, so thank you for letting me participate. Thank you all for being part of it, and great job tonight, David.
Well, perfect. Well, scissors are going to do some ribbon cutting here for next week, so we'll have some new things to unveil and a lot of exciting things going on. So appreciate everybody being on the line. Thursday night, 48 hours from now, we do our business opportunity presentation. Every week, Dave Sandoval is going to be participating with me this week, and invite some guests. Get some folks on the line. So if you've handed out some gift cards, tell them, hey, there's more to the story than just the emails you're getting, and the company does most of the work for you. So that's really what it's about, And we hope that you get some guests on the line. Appreciate your support here this evening. And if you enjoyed what you heard, our calls are recorded, our Tuesday night calls, these training calls are recorded every week. So email your team, call your team, leverage your time. Say, hey, oh my gosh, if you missed the call last night, it was a really good call. Dave and Dave, you know, made some things happen. Take a listen. This will help your business. That's how you leverage time. So have a great night. 48 hours from now, we'll be on again. Thanks, Dave, for participating. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Good night now.
Good night now.